This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, folks. The co-chairs of the No LaToya recall campaign join us, Belden Batisse and Eileen Carter. We've been talking about whether or not there's been evidence of retaliation against a local business, and they'll give us the latest on that. Folks, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Belden, and Ms. Eileen, for joining us today. We really appreciate it. You know, the last time we talked, there was a situation with a business owner. They end up going to the courts to try and resolve it. The allegation is it's retaliation for even just contemplating or facilitating a discussion about the recall. What has happened thus far?
Well, we have good news. Belden and I went to support Mr. Ambrose of the Hive Shell in court. Belden can kind of give you a little bit more because they came to an agreement and a settlement. And so Mr. Ambrose is moving or has moved, correct, Belden, as of today?
Yes.
So he's out of the building that he was in, but what did the court find? Was there a finding of fact as to whether or not this was actually retaliation for just hosting a meeting with the No LaToya folks to discuss the recall?
Well, I'm so glad you said that, Noel, because we wanted Mr. Ambrose's case to kind of get settled so that he wouldn't have any more retaliation from the landlord who's friends with the mayor. And so we wanted to wait for that to settle. What we have done is Belden and I got the court records in which their attorney said in open court that it was due to the recall. So I got that paperwork on yesterday morning, and we are moving forward because we called the Secretary of State because it's retaliation toward the recall because we weren't allowed to have an educational event to give information to voters. You know, we have to remember, we are the boss, right? We are the boss, and our public servants are supposed to be doing the will of the people. And so to put us in a situation where we couldn't even educate the voters on what the process of the recall was, you know, that's retaliation, and, you know, that's against the law, and that's when the Secretary of State comes in. So they spoke to us. They were waiting for all of the documentation. We are literally putting packets together today, so we will be giving that to the Secretary of State as well as the media.
Belden?
Yes, it's like Eileen says, it was retaliation, you know, and it was even fake court documents. Thanks to Miss Eileen Carter reading the documents, there wasn't even real documents. So somebody stamped it in a clerk office, and we had a constable to put a fake notice up there, and even the judge called it out. And it's a disgrace. It's a shame because you took a small black businessman and you really forced him out. You know, even though he got a settlement, he lost money, he lost business, and he lost everything, you know. And like Eileen said, the court records speak for themselves. He admitted it in open court, but the hurting part is, you know, that they just retaliate against people, you know. And me and Eileen, like she was saying earlier, we are standing at City Hall with a lady they retaliate against. But the half shell, this is a big loss to Bayou Road, the community. But this is what they do. They retaliate.
And so, Noel, I'd love to show the pattern here, because they did it with Mr. Ambrose. We went to court and, you know, justice prevailed. And when we saw through that process is that, you know, they didn't do the correct step to, you know, file the temporary restraining order or the eviction, which was, you know, created by them. And so, you know, they just created an avenue. So we're like, who did they call to get that paperwork done and slide it through and not go through the legal process? And it's the same way with Ms. Jasper, you know, with Hanno. You know, they did some slick deal or some slick thing on the side trying to remove her. And the recall team has stood behind both of them, and we saw justice prevail in Mr. Ambrose's situation, and now we see Ms. Jasper has been reinstated yesterday. So, you know, it's something that we're seeing in this administration, and people are speaking up. We're not doing it anymore. We need to remind people and empower them. We are their bosses, you know, and I don't mean it in a derogatory manner, but it's the truth. The voters are the bosses. And if someone wasn't showing up for work, if they weren't doing what they were supposed to do, you know, wouldn't you have been fired? Your boss or whoever, you know, leads it would have fired you. And that's the mayor's trying to do that to other people illegally, which is kind of the funny thing about this situation. She's saying that there's retaliation, and it's really projection from the administration. So, you know, residents are over it. We are empowered. We want the will of the people to happen. And so the recall is standing behind everyone who's speaking up.
You guys have continued to have signing opportunities at different locations around the city. What are you hearing from people? Are they just tired of this unchecked power and authority that the mayor has been exhibiting? You just gave two examples. There are more. You know, the council's pushing back. Others are pushing back. And what we find is that the evidence reveals she kind of does what she wants, when she wants, how she wants.
Perfectly said. Perfectly.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Nene.
Oh, you can go ahead. Perfectly. That was perfectly said. She does what she wants, and she thinks she don't have to follow no laws. She thinks she above the law, you know, because when you look at Ms. Jasper's case, the law was broken. She didn't even go through the proper process or nothing. And they said, I forget the statute. They said she broke one of the statutes. And, you know, the mayor just does what she wants. They have had young women that work down there for her that they abuse mentally. They cussed out. They've been rude to them. And the mayor just doing what she wants, you know. And so she put a letter out today. Yesterday, about the council is dividing Hanno and dividing the city with this, because the mayor thinks she can do just what she wants.
I heard J.P. Morrell was interviewed by Tommy Tucker earlier this morning on that situation, and as a lawyer, what he said made perfect sense to me. J.P.'s a lawyer as well, is that there's a procedure for doing so. You have to remove somebody with cause. You just can't be wake up one morning and have a whim and think about a cause and not articulate it, not document it, not go through a process and just remove the person, which I found very strange, because that's what the city spokesman said in response to this. None of it makes sense other than to say, again, she does what she wants, when she wants, how she wants.
Exactly. And it's pretty funny, because I was really excited that Belden brought this up yesterday in the city council chambers. He was talking about the elephant in the room, because they sent Ms. Hester a letter for Ms. Jasper, which was, you know, not the correct way of doing it. But we are still wondering if they had sent a letter to Mr. Vappy about sitting on the board. You know, we already have seen, you know, that there was mismanaged time. And so I think that would be one of the, that would fit in one of the, yes, the reasons why he should be removed. So they sent a letter to, you know, this senior Black woman who has been speaking up for residents for over 50 years, you know, who's prominent in the community for helping people, and then did not send one to, you know, someone who's sitting on the board who is having, you know, federal authorities look into or timesheets and mismanagement of people's funds, you know, the voters' funds. And so, you know, we're just wondering, why is the attention on Ms. Jasper, who's been helping residents, and not where it needs to be? So there's many questions about this.
I agree.
As to why.
Eileen, help me understand this, okay, because the mayor continues to say that this is a Republican MAGA conspiracy, but the only folks that she seems to be havoc on are black community leaders.
Exactly. Thank you. I have had this conversation, Belden has had this conversation with numerous reporters, to be honest, for weeks, and really haven't got this conversation out in the public. So I'm really glad you're saying that, because we can look at the Bayou Scenic situation. You know, that's a black man, you know, who was trying to get the stuff in the East where used to play, you know, long story short. We have the trash issue, which is a black contractor. You have Lincoln Beach, which is, you know, a group led by, you know, blacks. You have the Congo Square, you know, taking away the Treme, heart and soul of the city. You know, there's and Gordon Plaza. You know, these are all black issues. And the people who are hurting the most, honestly, in my opinion, are our black residents. And so, you know, there's many who, you know, you just have to have that moment of, because you don't want to be wrong. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to be wrong about somebody, especially someone we believed in. And we believed in the mayor. And you have to really take a look at who's being hurt in the community. And when it comes down to it, it is the black community that's being hurt most.
You know, to me, this is all about, as you pointed out, competence and execution. I mean, I get that she is fighting for her political life. She's throwing up these smoke screens and distractions by saying this is a Republican MAGA conspiracy. But I don't think that anybody ever believes that with a predominantly black population in the city of New Orleans that we will have anything other than a black leader. We just want a competent one, and one that's able to execute, and one that's honest with the public, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. So
this
let me ask you
job performance.
Ask you this: what has been the reaction to the expanded radio, TV, and direct mail campaign? I gotta say this: the commercials on radio and television are phenomenal. I think they're really well done. Y'all really articulate the message in a very creative way. And hats off to y'all's organization for doing so.
Well, thank you. You know, we get some crazy questions sometimes. You know, people are like, you hate the mayor. I don't hate the mayor. Why would I hate the mayor? I don't hate anybody. You know, just because you disagree with somebody in the job they're doing doesn't mean you hate them. And so we wanted to just deliver information in, you know, a very lighthearted way so people could really understand what's going on. It's about the crime. It's about the infrastructure. It's about the economic development. It's about the blight. It's about the graffiti. It's about the lights not working. It's about the potholes. And I can go on, you know, a list from now until June-vember, to be perfectly honest. But that's what it's about. You know, we are working with everyone, no party, independent, libertarian, Republican, Democrats. We are all in this together. When people are working with us, I don't ask them what their background is. I don't care. Do you love the city of New Orleans? Do you want what's best for the people? And that's all that matters to us. And that's what we're doing to work to make sure that everybody has a better quality of life every day in the city.
So what's been the response? What are you hearing specifically about the direct mail campaign?
People cannot wait to sign. Oh, my gosh. It has been amazing. People are like, when is it going to hit my mailbox? Well, let me tell you, you should start looking right now. We're really excited about it. And so people had really asked for a more way to sign discreetly. You know, people had maybe mobility issues. And so we wanted to make sure that we reached everyone who wanted to be a part of this. And, you know, people can say this and that, and they didn't want to, you know, sign in their neighborhood because they didn't want, you know, any pushback from their neighbors. But the crazy part is we've been having so many people open their eyes to what's really going on because, like I said before, you know, it's hard to say that you were wrong about something. You know, I had to do it myself. I worked in this administration. So for me to be able to do a heart check, and it wasn't easy, to be perfectly honest. I didn't want to admit I was wrong about somebody. It's not an easy pill to swallow. But our city is bigger than one person, and she is simply not executing the duties of her position. It's really that simple. We know she's not even coming to work. We saw her public schedule, you know, and I think people were shocked to say that, you know, she didn't have a public safety meeting since 2021, you know, group effort. She hasn't met with some of her department heads literally all year. She hadn't met with the city council president and vice president all year. Like, this is our mayor. What do you mean you haven't met with department heads? Well, that's why the department doesn't have any leadership, right? Because you're literally not meeting with them. And so people need to know these things. You know, what would happen if you did not go to work? What would happen if you slacked in your job? Well, we all know. And, you know, the voters have a voice, and we are the boss in this situation. And so sometimes it's time to give people their pink slip so that the city can move on together. And that's what we're doing. We are unified. They can try to play politics and divide us all they want, but we are unified. And I want to give a shout out to the Libertarian Party as well, because they've been helping us put on events literally every week from the beginning. So, you know, they don't get enough credit. This is all of us working together. And, you know, it's a unified New Orleans, and we're here.
Are you surprised by the continued acts of the mayor? There were public records requests put in. They kind of were not responding and denied the request, and ultimately they end up backstroking and having to give the documents over. You know, my attitude is it is what it is, and it ain't going to change. These are documents, so why are you playing these silly games? I mean, this was supposed to be, you know, the transparent mayor.
Well, you know, I know she ran on accountability and transparency because I typed it every day for 3 years. So I know that's what she ran on, and unfortunately that's not
right.
What we're receiving. And so, you know, you usually do that when you have something to hide. So I'm very interested to see what's going to come out. Because when they did the public request about her schedule, we saw that she literally wasn't working. You know, I think that was a shock for everybody, but it's the truth. She's not working. And so, you know, we will definitely find out what's in this paperwork, and I'm looking forward to the news like everybody else. You know, it's funny. There's this meme out there about who's sabotaging TV, you know, with the Scooby-Doo, and you take off the mask, and they're like, there she is. You know, we don't have to do anything but share the information. You know, the mayor is really, all of this is coming upon herself because of her own actions. And so it just kind of is what it is, and we as New Orleanians need to recognize that. That moment of contrition is not coming, and we need to move forward, you know, without this administration so that we can have a unified New Orleans for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck to you guys. Thank you for coming on and sharing the most recent findings by the court relative to this retaliation. We appreciate same, and y'all have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All righty. That's Belden Batiste and Eileen Carter, co-chairs of the No LaToya recall campaign. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870. We want to hear from you, folks. We'll go to the talk line. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
The House of Representatives up in D.C. Passed a bill 290 to 137 with 211 Democrats and 79 Republicans voting in favor to compel that the railroad unions and companies adopt the provisions of the Biden administration's brokered contract. You will recall that they went to the president on this. He intervened. He actually increased the ask of the unions, of the companies, the railroad companies, and a number of the unions. There are 12, eight of which ratified the deal, four that that stayed out, and one of the four, a pretty big union, representing 28,000 engineers and trained servicemen, voted to reject it. And they were saying that it was because of insufficient sick leave and frustration with some attendance policy, so they wanted more. So this is now past the House, and it heads to the Senate, and it'll be interesting to see. And most people believe they'll get the minimum of the 60 votes required to pass that bill. A lot of folks are unhappy with the way that this went down. Obviously, the president back in September saying that his actions had actually averted a strike. That was not necessarily true. And we find ourselves dealing with this issue here on November 30th, where he summoned both Republican and Democrat leaders, I think yesterday, to the White House to discuss whether or not they would be willing to move forward with the passage of this bill. Obviously, the downstream implications are huge for the Biden administration, the economy, and the country, because if the rail workers were decided to go out on strike, the eight that actually ratified the deal said that they would support the four that were holding out if there was not any movement and they decided to strike, which would impact about a third of the amount of goods and goods that are moved across this country. I think it was a third, if my memory serves me correct. So be that as it may, a huge number, which would have been disastrous for the economy. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I don't think it's going to be anything but both the House and the Senate passing the bill, but the unions are not happy. They're not happy because they really thought that Mr. Union Guy, President Joe Biden, was going to stay with them through thick and thin to the bitter end. Obviously, they're learning a very important political lesson that if the president needs to consume his political power a little bit here for the benefit of them, that ain't going to happen. He's not going to do it. And we've talked about political leadership in this country, and you don't look to them for systemic change because they're not willing to consume that. They're never willing to do it. Rare do you see the case where that actually happens. It's always in their political best interest. And if the economy goes tanking, that would probably put the final nail in the coffin of Joe Biden. So it's interesting. Somebody's overplayed their hand. Someone's overstated what they actually accomplished. And now we find ourselves trying to piece together deals that are far greater than most anybody else. I mean, I don't know how many people out there in the listening audience have received a 24% raise. And actually, they made this retroactive to 2020. So not only do they get a 24% raise prospectively, they get one retroactively to 2020, which equates to two fairly large bonus payments that will be paid out here. So it's kind of interesting because a lot of and the remainder of workers in this country haven't seen these kind of increases for themselves. In fact, what we hear mostly from economists as we are cutting jobs and cutting salaries and dealing with the headwinds of the economy that are making it very difficult for companies to be able to survive. And this particular case, we're going in the opposite direction. And I think some of the folks and the detractors that voted nay on this, that's what they're concerned with. Is this out of bounds? Is where, you know, where have we been with them? And how are we judging whether or not this is an appropriate amount of money or not? And it seems as though many say this just seems to be a negotiated settlement. And when it went to the White House upped the ante. And that's when the company said, well, we can't afford this. So what will happen is this. You will pay more for consumer goods. Isn't that the way it always happens? We'll be right back. We'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Why is it that everyday Joe's got to take it on the chin all the time? You know, you've heard me talk about this debacle that's going on at the southern border, right? And we have set up all kinds of different systems, none of which is working or inuring to the benefit of everyday Joe. Not now, not ever. There's a more recent happenstance, though, that's really very troubling, probably one that you've not heard about. So the Biden administration creates this craziness that's going on at the southern border, human trafficking, drug trafficking, fentanyl coming across, you know, all of the gangs down there, the criminal thugs, gangs and alike, the cartels are controlling everything that's going on. Our Border Patrol agents are at risk. They're undermanned. You have Mayorkas, the secretary, saying that things are secure, but can't articulate what that actually means. Give us a definition of how you define secure. But when you read what they're doing that are making you less safe in other areas of your life, it really creates pause and you should wonder. So what did they do? So the executive director of the Air Marshal National Council actually warned the Biden administration the other day that air travel is becoming less safe. Why, you ask? Well, the Biden administration thought it was a good idea to take air marshals off of planes and go help process folks that are crossing the border illegally. You catching on to this? So your expectation that there's air marshals on a good number of flights that are flying around, not happening. And in fact, Sonia Lobosco said that they have been decimated. We have been depleted. We are on less than 1% of flights. The ground-based duties that they're pulling us out of the sky to go to the border are just demolishing our chances at stopping another 9/11 incident. She says that Americans will suffer because many believe they're safe in the presence of a trained air marshal. But they're simply not. It's not true. It's not happening. Lobosco said that marshals feel torn about being at the southern border while not doing the job that they're trained to do. And by the way, these folks are very highly trained individuals. When I was the head of the Louis Armstrong Airport Law Enforcement Detachment, I interacted with them quite a bit. Understood the breadth and depth of the training they went to and the expertise that they developed. So they're complaining, Lobosco is, as the head of the council, because they have written some letters to the president and they hadn't heard back from the president. They wrote another letter this weekend because air marshals actually encountered what they call a level 4 and level 3 incident. What's a level 4? A level 4 is they tried to breach the cockpit. And a level 3 is when there are life-threatening behaviors, like, you know, one individual over the weekend, this past week, had a straight razor to a passenger's throat. Right? So these are very serious, and, you know, you would be very fortunate if you had an air marshal on your flight. But, you know, this administration is not transparent about this at all. They've redeployed these folks, much like they redeployed folks all over the country doing other things outside of what they're being trained for, never telling anybody what the downstream implications are to you and I. I don't know about you, but I've had enough. Regular Joe, you know, we just take it on the chin all the time. We're not being honest and transparent about what this means to the safety and security of our families as we go about doing our business every day. They don't tell us what's happening. So one of the Air Marshal Councils actually has filed a complaint because they say that sending air marshals to the border is both a waste of their highly specialized training and a violation of law. And it's going to be interesting to see how this ultimately plays itself out and whether or not the Biden administration is ever going to come clean on what they're actually doing. If the border's so secure, why are we providing less security on airplanes to accommodate the border? A little bit of being disingenuous, right? How many times does Mayorkas have to go before Congress and still try to sell this pig in a poke that's going on at the southern border? But I'm going to continue to reveal where they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's going to have an impact on your life that's just simply not fair. Why are we doing these things? It's secure. And this should be a bipartisan concern. This isn't about whether or not you're D or R or an I. This is about whether or not we can go about traveling within the confines of the U.S. of A. safely and secure, understanding that there's a high likelihood that we may have an air marshal on our flight and thankful for same. But right now, the way that this is working out is that it's not likely at all. I don't know. Are you comfortable with that? Kind of feeling abused, right? Is there a connection between Biden's contact and Mayor LaToya Devotion Cantrell? Sounds like there is to me. We'll be right back. Scoot's up next. We'll find out what he has coming your way when we return. This is Newell on WWL. Don't forget, folks, we will be at H2O Salon and Spa on Metairie Road, 441 Metairie Road, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday. And it's all about Toys for Tots. So if you can find it in your heart to collect some toys, books, or donations for Toys for Tots, come by. The Marine Corps will be there with us, and they'll come out to the car and grab the gifts. Scoot joins us. He's coming up next. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Hey, you think at that event, you think they're going to be able to tell the difference between me and the Marines? I don't know. Maybe there might be some differences.
Maybe not. All right. Are you going to get a buzz cut by then or what?
Yeah, I don't think so. All right. So we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. But one of the fun things we're going to get into is Rolling Stone has come out with the top 50 worst decisions in music history. We're going to focus on the top 10. And it really is kind of interesting to go back and see some of the things, and some of them are kind of recent, some of the things that Rolling Stone considers to be the worst mistakes. For example, one of them is Decca Records refused to sign the Beatles in the beginning. a rather big mistake, I would think.
You want to talk about regret?
You want to talk about maybe some people getting fired?
Yeah.
we're gonna pass on those guys. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll have fun talking about
that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We'll have fun.
How do you live that one down? That's what I want to know.
I don't think you do. But, yeah, it'll be fun talking about the worst mistakes in music history.
Sounds like a lot of fun coming your way. Stay tuned. Scoot's up next, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.